After all that fuss about Virginia basketball being boring, the Wahoos scored a fairly robust 69 points against a very determined Tech team. And
Tech is a lot better than people. You know, last week, you know, they really had a great shot to beat Duke at home, and then come into Charlottesville and gave Virginia everything they wanted on Saturday afternoon.
And I'm gonna say this: Wilson and Smith and Beyer, and to some extent Bibbs, has potential.
They got some guys that
can
shoot.
They got some guys that can play. I'm not sure about Buzz Williams, but let's move on from there.
And then, we got Steve Castellan on the line
and,
right here. Speaking of,
let's get back to Steve. And the other point I was trying to make was against Wake Forest on the road with their starting point guard out of the game and their most athletic player still on the bench healing up with a bad hand. Virginia racked up 70 points down there in a game that a lot of people thought, and I was one, that we were concerned about that game.
Well, you know, you beat Wake by one at home. You go on the road, you think, man, this is going to be a tough situation. So I thought, and Steve, I'll get your thoughts on this as well. I thought the Wake Forest win last Wednesday night was arguably the most impressive win of the year. What do you think?
I would agree. And I was, as you know, I was down there for the Wake game at John Paul Jones Arena. And I was, having seen that game and knowing they were going down there 10 days later, I was concerned. And particularly when knowing Justin was still out and London was going to be out, we learned that. I was prepared for a less than stellar result. But same thing, they played the defense. It seemed like Wake wasn't quite on track with their shooting. Certainly, the three-point shooting was not what it was up in Charlottesville. And, you know, they just kept going, and they attacked the basket. The young guys, Mariel Shayok and Devin Hall, I guess, took it to the rim. You know, in the open court, they didn't lay back. They just took it right at them. And it didn't always go in. They made a couple judgment calls, I guess you'd expect from first-year players. But they never let up.
Well, the one thing, the Wake Forest game proved that Virginia is a basketball team. And guys step up when they're called upon. And I got a little emotional about the Wake Forest game because you just had to feel so happy for the team and the way they performed and everything else. But speaking of teams, Virginia on the verge of hopefully having back-to-back regular season championships outright. Go back to your days. What are your reflections and memories of the 76 tournament that you guys won and the 77 tournament that you got to the championship game and almost had back-to-back years? Reflect back for our listeners on your thoughts on those great tournaments back in the 70s.
Well, the thing I remember most, particularly of the one first year in 76, going through the year, we were 4-8 in the regular season, I think second from last in the standings, but you only had seven teams, so we're talking about sixth place. We played everybody close. I think the last game we played down at Carolina, we lost by two on a tip-in at the buzzer. But we felt in each case we were losing these games very closely, and we could compete with the guys. And so when we got to the tournament, we believed it was possible. And it just keep doing things, and obviously Wally had a wonderful tournament to lead us through that, but we believed it was possible. The next year was so odd because Wally had gone on to the pros. We didn't have a single player at the level of Wally, but we were, you know, in many ways the same team carrying over. We had some injuries early on, had a rugged regular season at 2-10, but we got to the tournament, same type of thing. We were competitive. Won, you know, by two against Wake, and then by 12 against Clemson, and then we're up six against Carolina with 6 minutes to go in the game. Ended up losing, ran out of gas there, but that was the year they went to the Final Four and played Kentucky. So it's not always what you see. And when this year's team is playing Virginia Tech or playing a Florida State, people say, "Oh, you know, they're looking at a 500 record or a less than 500 record," and they're thinking they're not good. Not the case. We've seen so many games in this conference, not only with Virginia but with others, where a lesser team gives a Duke, like Tech last week with Duke, gives them a run for the money, and they have, you know, a couple shots go their way and they win the game. It's always been that way in this conference. I think that's going to continue.
Yeah, I always tell people the difference between the first place team and the last place team in the ACC is pretty fine. You know, it's a few plays here and there make the difference. And those teams that don't have good records, I'm sure they can point to. Well, Virginia Tech would be a good example. They lost a bunch of games on the last possession or by, you know, 3 or 4 points. So it would be very easy to turn their record around substantially with a few points here or there.
No question. No question at all.
You know, Steve, I was checking the media guide, and I see there that the second go-round in the ACC tournament where you were defending champions, you guys had a nice win against Maryland just before the tournament. You beat them 77-68. At home, and then you beat Wake Forest and Clemson, and then barely lost to Carolina, 69-75. And I do remember, I think, that year you were interviewed after a particularly good game, and you might have been the player of the game, and you went off for a bunch of points, and you were very ho-hum with your answers, like you did it every single day. And I think my dad and I laughed hard at that one, but you know, talk about the chemistry of this team watching them today. And, you know, does Virginia need to sort of capture lightning in a bottle again? Or do they just need to sort of do the things they've been doing and stick to their knitting and everything should fall into place?
You know, the thing about this team the last 2 years in particular is they're so steady and consistent at the defensive end. I don't see them making major changes, and I don't know that they need to capture lightning in the bottle, but they've got to be able to do what they've been doing. The shooting has to show up a little bit. You know, they need some help there on occasion. But even when it doesn't, they've had a habit. You know, and this year is a perfect example. The game down at Miami when they went into, was it two overtimes?
Yeah.
I had been ready to turn the thing off towards the end, but yet they kept coming back. They kept coming back, and you look at them on the court, and they were about as calm as I can imagine. I was having a harder time than they were, certainly. Mm-hmm. And I was sitting on the couch. you know, it's really impressive to me the way these guys approach the game, the very selfless in the way they play. I honestly believe you hear them talk, and they're expressing what the coach has expressed all along. I don't think they really care who scores the points. They're very much a team. They play together. They're very selfless and generous in the way they handle the ball. And I think it's a good recipe. I don't know that guarantees a national championship, but I think it's going to get them very close. And any time you win a game like a national championship, I think there's going to be some good fortune involved. But I think they're going to be in the play.
Well, I think you know, Virginia certainly has the talent to get beyond the first weekend of the NCAA tournament. I always feel that when you get to the Sweet 16, it's a little bit of a crapshoot because there are no bad teams left at that stage, and a lot of it depends on matchups and how well you play on that given night. But certainly, it would be a lot of fun for us Wahoo people to see a little run to the Final Four. It's been, what, 31 years since we've been there. So, and what the heck, once you get to the Final Four, you might as well win the whole thing. You know, I'd love to see a little Virginia-Kentucky on April 6th, Monday night at about 9:10 p.m. I'm ready to rock and roll.
I could go for that.
Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
Yeah, in front of 70, 75,000, of which probably 50,000 really can't see the game, but they're there anyway. But well, Steve, we really appreciate you taking a couple of minutes to join us tonight. I know you're a diehard, as we all are, and root hard the rest of the way, and hopefully it'll be not only fun in Greensboro, but it'll be fun in the NCAA as well.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, former Cavalier Steve Castellan, we're going to go to our bottom of the hour break. We've got Chris Horn joining us momentarily with a little update on basketball recruiting. So stay tuned, and if you have any questions for Chris, 345-0910, you can call in. Stay with us.